Proclamation number 6738, dated the January 16th, 1957. Struggle for existence is essential. A leisurely earthly life would mean, for most people, spiritual standstill or even regression. Since then, the human being would only rarely actively consider his spiritual perfection because his earthly life would completely fulfill him. That is, he would be satisfied if it offered him what he physically needs. Thus his selfish love would constantly be sustained, and neither would his fellow human beings' fate offer him any opportunity of helping them and of being selflessly active. Earthly life is a time for testing the human being's will. But in order to prove itself, it must be stimulated from different directions. Consequently, every instinct in the human being has to be addressed, and the will has to determine which instincts should be granted satisfaction. And it requires repeatedly changing circumstances. It requires constant stimuli and also constant failures, which thus determine the human being's conscious battle of life. This can be purely physically directed, but can also influence his inner life, and so the human being can avail himself of all opportunities to mature fully, but also let such opportunities pass him by. Only a constant battle of life propels a human being into action, at first only demanding his energy of life, which he, however, can also use for attaining spiritual strength. An earthly existence without a fight would, in fact, leave his vitality unused, since a peaceful earthly existence would only very rarely kindle the love in people's heart which impels someone into kind-hearted activity. People would purely live idle lives and not recognize a purpose for their existence, which consists of changing their selfish love into love for their neighbor. For he sees that his neighbor's situation is just as good as his own and has no reason to prove his love for him. On the other hand, however, he can create a peaceful earthly life for himself if he endeavors to balance the existing disparity amongst people with love, if he tries to remedy desperate situations, which for the sake of the soul's maturing have to exist, through unselfish activity of love, and thus places himself into a state of maturity which will result in a carefree life on earth, because he has passed his test of will at the same time, to establish a bond with me through love, which is and will remain the purpose and goal of earthly existence. Earth is a place to mature for the soul which enters the earth still in a very immature state. Hence it cannot be a paradise-like abode as yet as a result of my will, but it could become a paradise-like abode as a result of people's will, if only everyone strived to comply with his earthly task of shaping himself into love, for which, however, the opportunities must be created for him, and these consist of carrying out selfless deeds of love for fellow human beings suffering adversity. For thereby you demonstrate your love for me and your neighbor. But then every person can be certain that ever less distress and worries will burden him, and the earth could truly be a paradise-like abode for all people, if love pervaded all of them. Earth is a place of education which every human being has to undergo. He enters it in an immature state and should leave it fully mature again. And success will at all times also presuppose hard work. Victory will always be the crowning of a battle that took place before. But the goal is a glorious one indeed, and people's will can achieve this goal. Amen.